So the theme in today's No Sweat News is everybody's got a job to do.
Everyone has a job.
Everyone's got a job to do?
To do.
Case in point, story number one. Rich people in Manhattan have started hiring nannies for themselves.
For themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
To quote the staffing company who's doing this in New York, quote, wealthy families have a certain way of looking at things. They want someone who can do things for them, like help them get dressed in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Do their nails. Give them massages.
Okay.
Keep them on schedule and drive them around.
I was going to say, isn't this what broke up Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani's marriage?
Something like that.
The nanny was a little too friendly.
Yeah, but the nanny was for the child, Dave. Mm. This is a nanny for Gavin himself. Yeah,
I know, but that was my point.
You know, if I hit the lottery, I think I might hire a nanny. Maybe two. Everybody's got a job to do.
By nanny, are you talking about prostitute?
They're hiring nannies.
I know. That's something that I'll never be. A Manhattan elite individual.
Even if I hit the lottery, I would not be a Manhattanite.
Manhattanite, yes.
Now, everybody's got a job to do. Story number two. There is a new anti-bullying service in South Korea.
Good.
It's called the Uncle Service, where parents can hire intimidating-looking dudes to pose as uncles for their kids to protect them from bullies.
That's actually great.
So if you're like you're a little South Korean Asian guy and you're 5 foot nothing and 98 pounds soaking wet, well,
I'm his Uncle Dave.
Right.
You leave him alone.
There are three packages you can choose from. You got the evidence package, where a fake uncle secretly films the kid getting bullied and then turns the tapes to the school and says, hey, you better do something or I'm going to go to the school board. That's a cheap package.
Okay, yeah.
Then you got the middle package, the uncle package. That's where the guy walks the kid to school and gives, quote, stern warnings to all the bullies on what's going to happen if this nonsense continues.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And then you got the big expensive package. This is the uncle package, the chaperone.
Okay.
Where the fake uncle goes to wherever the bully's parents work and protests in front of the building saying a parent of a bully works here and so forth and so on and leans on them and bullies them a little bit.
I like it.
So there you go.
I think this is sort of creative. I'd like to be, hired for this service.
Everybody's got a job to do.
Stop bullying people.
Story number three. A man had his toddler climb into one of those arcade prize machines to steal all the toys.
Oh.
Because the kid was small enough to fit in the hole.
Oh, this is...
Everybody's got a job to do.
This is not good.
The game is called the Barber Cut Light. It's kind of like a claw machine, although instead of dropping a metal claw to try to grab the stuffed animal, you press buttons to make a pair of scissors cut strings holding the prizes. Oh. And the damn thing is impossible to win, but since the prizes are awesome, like there's Nintendo Switches in there and
there
stuff.
There you go.
The prize machine has a big hole on it. The guy looked at his little toddler and says, get in there and steal some stuff.
Let's get that Nintendo Switch.
You got a job to do.
Get going.
Police in Salem, New Hampshire are looking for the guy because when people saw this happening in the mall, they went out their phones and started recording it. And now the freaking New York Post has posted it.
He did it during regular hours. Oh, that was a big mistake.
Everybody's got a job to do.
Got to do that way, way late at night.
The kid's 4-year-old child standing next to them as the prizes were being handed out of the hole in the machine.
Yeah.
With the kid inside.
Oh, my God.
The other child was standing next door.
That's awesome.
He was rejoicing as the Nintendo Switch came out.
Yay! Well, that's a way to raise two arch criminals. Okay.
I'm not sure if one of the joys of being a parent is, hey, now I got a little small, tiny criminal accomplice.
Yeah.
What can I get him to steal for me?
I'm sure these kids won't grow up to be nice, fine bank robbers. Holy mackerel.
Everybody's got a job to do.
I'm not a saint as a parent, but I've never asked my kid to commit grand larceny.
I may have brought a cocktail to the playground, but I never asked him to steal stuff.
Jeez Louise.
That's today's No Sweat News. We're going to get you Metallica tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz, so make sure you check it out every day about this time, or at the very least, pop over to the podcast section of WRAT.com.